Hello, welcome
Hi
back.
Guys.
Welcome back to the Strawberry Milk Pod. This is episode 8.
Episode 8. It's we Tuesday. Are in my bedroom recording. We've never recorded here before.
Okay, wait. Episode 8, Georgia, that means you've been doing this for 8 weeks.
Feels like it.
No, it feels like 1 week to me. I think it feels like 1 week.
Well. Did you guys miss us? Because I have been sleeping and thinking of you guys in my dreams. That's how much
you guys
I miss
are all
you.
I think about. Actually, someone keeps saying we need to do more than 1 episode a week. And
oh, honey, you know what? I wish we could even do 1 a week. Kay. It's been really hard. It's been really hard to carve out the time and expose my inner thoughts. So we'll be trying our best, okay? We'll try to keep up with it.
I also always see the video comments. We are going to have video for this podcast, I want to say, by episode 10?
I would say episode 9, maybe.
That's next
Well, why
week.
Don't we tell them where we're at with it? So we have the room. We have 2 chairs that we got. We have to install like wallpaper tomorrow. We're doing all on our own. But I love a creative task. And we're working with Deanna on it. And she's one of our colleagues. And she's amazing. So we have all these little pieces together like lying in the room right now. Like picture frames, wallpaper. We have, what's it called? Wainscoting. Like all this stuff. And we just need to like put it together, install it. Tomorrow will probably be the wallpaper install day. I'll make like TikToks
of
it.
Yeah, the wallpaper arrived today. I'm so excited to see how it all looks. And then we are going to do video. We also, obviously, we travel a lot. So our plan will be to bring the video on the go as well. So you'll see us at the set, but then you'll also see us wherever we are.
Don't you think episode 9, though? Like, we can whip it into shape. It's only Monday.
That's next week. I think that we could get cameras and at least film somewhere with video by next week.
Yeah, okay. I'll pick up cameras
tomorrow.
We have
a lot going on right now, though.
We always do. This is how... the funny thing with Milk Mob is we always were like, okay, next year, this time around, we have to make sure that we already have like the summer suits ready, or we already have like yada, yada, yada. And every year, like this is year 2 of full-blown Milk Mob as it being our full-time job. And like, it is so hard to get ahead of the way that everything's going. Like, I just feel like
we're doing it better this year, though.
Today's Monday, you guys. Today's Monday, and you're listening to this on Tuesday. So we recorded this yesterday, just so you know.
Oh my God. I also keep saying, like, I want to record, like, Mondays. I love every day of the week, every day alive. We're lucky to be alive. But if I had to pick my least favorite day of the week, it'd probably be Monday. And I really want to start recording on like Fridays and Saturdays, but
wait,
we're just,
I don't hate Mondays at all. You really don't like Mondays?
I said it's my least favorite. What's your least favorite day of the week?
I don't have one.
Okay. Well, my God.
No, I'm not even trying to be like that annoying girl. But why don't you like Mondays? Like, isn't every day the same?
No, I don't like Mondays very much.
I don't think people like Mondays when they don't like their job and they have to like start the whole work week and do something that they hate. But is that how you feel?
Well, no, I think it's usually like I'm out on the weekend, so I'm still recovering.
Oh. Okay. So, okay. You're a little tired.
We went to the hockey game on Saturday, and my friends and I were not going out. We were not. We were
they
like,
never
maybe.
Are.
And then we sit and discuss after the hockey game, and we're kind of like, do any of us want to go out? And we were all like, I'm down, but like, do you type of vibe? And no one was kind of like leading the pact. So we were like, okay, like, let's just... chill. We go to my friend's.
Wait,
to chill.
No, we
I end
to
up at Banter Room, and then I got home at 4 a.m.
We need to talk about this, actually. Okay, so we're at the hockey game. Brad comes. Some of Brad's friends come. Bless their souls. They're so sweet. Anyways, it's like this kind of weird combination where every time we go to these hockey games, like Sydney will have like some of her friends that she invites, and then I always have some of my friends that we invite, and everyone gets along, everyone's friends. But we need to talk about what was it like when you guys were leaving the hockey game. And like, it was so awkward, you guys, because Brad's friends had just met Sydney's friends for the first time. So like, they don't really know each other. And like, the suite that we're in is like kind of big. So you're not really like talking to each other really the whole game. Like, it was kind of segregated.
We all just were like, hi.
Yeah. Like, you say hi and then you sit down. But then at the end, it was the whole awkward, like, okay, like, we're going to, like, Brad and I were leaving. We were going to bed. snooze cruise, whatever. But then Brad's friends wanted to go to the bar, but then Sini and her friends wanted to go to the bar. And then one of her friends was like, oh, so where are you guys going? And it was just like dead silent. And they're like, well, I guess you could come with us. We're going back to mine.
And it was like a fake invite, but then she wasn't. She was like, that's not what I meant. And it was like
she wasn't trying to invite herself.
It like the way it like played out, it made it seem like, oh, well, how about you? But like that was not her intention at all. But it so sounded like it was so funny. And they're like, oh, well, you can come back to ours if you want. And then we all just start laughing.
It was so awkward.
We were like, no. Like, we're just going to have an easy night. So we ended up like going to my friend's apartment. And then like 20 minutes later, I'm at Banter Room downtown.
Yeah, typical.
Oh, I keep going to Hello Goodbye.
How's that? I haven't been there in forever.
I kind of like Hello Goodbye. There's this nice girl there. I'm not going to say her name because maybe she's like, I don't know who that is and doesn't want me to say this, but there's this really nice girl that works there and I always message her when I'm coming and she's just like so sweet and now I'm just going to go.
Hello Goodbye has the stairs downstairs, right? Yeah. Okay, I think that is such a liability. One time, the last time I was at Hello Goodbye, actually.
You fell down the stairs?
No, this girl who was coming down behind me started falling down the stairs. It's like three flights that kind of turn around a corner. I don't know how they're getting away with that.
There's so many clubs in Toronto that have staircases like that.
That's horrible.
There's this one that goes like around and around.
Anyways, this is off topic.
No, it's not. Just talk. It's okay.
This is off topic.
Jordan, this is our podcast.
Today, I wanted to talk about moving out, living at home,
and
living
how she
scenarios
won't be doing that.
In your 20s. Yeah, like, you guys, I'm the poster child for living at home. I freaking love
Georgia
living at home.
Loves living at home. I don't think she'll ever move out.
I've had like two times in my life, two separate times that lasted a week, where I was determined to move out. But when I think about the reason why, it was just because I wanted to decorate a living room and buy a couch. That's the only reason why. So I'm still at home. I'm 26. And Sinny this morning was telling me how she used to live in Toronto, so she used to have her own place, and then she came back to live at home, and she's saying how she wants to move out, and I just don't get it.
So when I was living in Toronto for school, I was there, and then I had an apartment, and I was working, and then I moved home about a year ago, and I didn't think I would have stayed home so long, but I'm realizing recently I haven't even thought about moving out, and now it's like I'm realizing, but I will say coming home, it's been really nice not paying rent. Like that definitely would be like, I was like a huge chunk of my paycheck was rent each month. Mm-hmm. And I was always like, oh, I'm going to like, I'd rather save up and buy property. But I'm like, that's going to be like a little bit further down the road. And I'm like,
that's
just like
be probably never in this economy.
I also just love my own space. Like I loved living alone.
So what I just don't understand is that Sydney wants to move out and have her own space, yet when she's at home, like she is in our space. I don't know if there's anyone else who's
think,
more in my space.
Well, I am very like energetic, but I just like I feel like I'm pretty like independent when, well, it's complicated.
You're
I like
so
my
not,
own
though.
Space though. Like I think if I moved out, you would never see me.
Yeah, I wouldn't. I would just see you at work.
Yeah, I would love to like live on this seawall and like be able to run on the seawall each day.
I just think that you have your whole life to live alone. You're gonna get married.
You get married and then you don't live alone. You only have a small chunk of your life to live alone.
Wait, I just meant live alone, like not with mom and dad.
Yeah, well, you only have a small chunk of your life to actually live alone, and then you have to move in with your stinky husband.
Well, who even wants to live alone though? Like, who wants that? I don't.
I do enjoy being alone. Because when I'm with people, I get really excited. I'm like a puppy.
Yeah, you really do. You really do.
I can't. I'm like, hey guys, what's going on? And none of you want to hang out with me anyway, so I might as well be alone.
It can be a lot.
Like I wake up in the morning, I'm like ready to go, and George is like, don't talk to me. I don't talk to Jordan in the morning.
That's because you're really in my face in the morning. Like in the
well,
morning, she's
am.
Like, hey, this, that, this. Hey guys, like the coffee drink. I can hear her making her TikTok coffee videos from upstairs because she's like yelling so loud, and it's like 6 a.m. and it's dark out still.
I literally,
like, that's just not my energy. I don't want
to
talk.
I don't know what it is, but I get so excited. Like I'm so excited to be awake.
Yeah, I'm not in a bad mood. Like she thinks that I'm like
no,
a
you
bad
are. You
mood. Just, no, I just don't like to talk. I just don't want to talk to you.
But I've also learned that like I see George in the morning, I just say nothing. We don't even acknowledge each other. And I'm like,
I don't want to acknowledge
sometimes
anyone.
Sometimes I just start laughing.
I don't feel like acknowledging anyone in the morning.
Sometimes Georgia will still tell her mom if ask our mom if she can pick her up toothpaste.
Mom still buys all my groceries for me.
Wait, really?
Yeah, but that's the thing. Like, mom loves it. I don't think mom minds buying me toothpaste either.
I buy all my own stuff.
Yeah, I don't buy any of my own stuff. Or even,
like, mom will be like, oh, like, do you want me to do your laundry? Like, no, like, don't touch my stuff.
So then you just never do it?
I do.
Yeah, so mom will get me shampoo, toothpaste.
Wait, really? She doesn't get me any of that.
Face wash, anything I need. All the things I need, she'll get it. I also will get her to, like, any, like, whatever I need help with, she's, like, ready to help with it and do it.
Well,
and
she does really like doing it.
Yeah, exactly. She loves it. I love it.
Podcast. She's
dying to come on.
She's dying.
But also, like, I think that I work so much, and it's really nice having my mom who can kind of help me balance, like, my personal life. Otherwise, I think my personal life would be just, like, a mess. Like, I wouldn't eat well. I wouldn't have, like, balanced meals. I'd probably not look great either because of that. I just don't know. Like, it's, no, I come home, like, nicely cooked meal. She teaches me how to cook, like.
Yeah, I would say, okay, well, A, I do love my family, so being away for like 6 years and now being able to spend more time with like mom and dad has been really nice. Like, that is really important to me. And then not paying rent is lovely, but like, I'm down to pay rent again, you know. And then I also would say the cooking. Like, I used to come home from work exhausted. Yeah, the last thing you want to do is cook. Yeah. Like, so I would just meal prep, and like, not meal prep, like, I would meal prep to like feed myself.
Yeah, totally. And then on top of that, I also have a boyfriend. So that's like, I have to balance that as well. I could not do all three of those things.
Yeah, no,
have a job, have a boyfriend, and live on my own. Like, I just couldn't do that.
I was thinking about that the other day because I'm thinking about how I like hate my phone lately and I don't respond to anyone. Like, if I had a boyfriend, I don't think I would respond to him.
Well, you don't have, like, I don't text Brad all day long.
That's a lot of effort.
When you find the right one, Sid, it'll be worth it.
Well, hopefully it's in a little bit because I'm busy.
So anyways, if you move out in Vancouver, what area would you want to live in?
Okay. So Kits, I kind of love that area.
All the buildings are so old though.
Yeah, but they're cute. Like, I have a friend that lives in a really cute one. She like retiled her kitchen. Also, I have three friends that live in Kits, and I love all their places. I think they're really cute. And then, but the more I think about it, I do think I would love to be just like downtown on the seawall. Like, I think I would thrive. Being able to run on the seawall every day would be like a dream come true. I'd be like, pinch me. Where would you live if you moved out?
I don't want to move out.
Ever?
No, I don't see
it. Would you live alone before you lived with like your husband?
I don't really know. I don't know if there's a need. Like, I don't have any interest in going and being in an apartment all by myself with no one there and no food being cooked. That sounds like a nightmare.
It's kind of funny because, like, it's kind of facts. I feel like there's a lot of, like, shame around, like, still living at home. But I guess it can make sense in scenarios. Like, maybe if you were living at home and, like, you didn't have a job.
Well, it's also, it's just a waste of money. I think that I'm very, like, I think I'm good with my money, and I cannot make sense of throwing money into rent, especially when I have the option and I'm very blessed and I'm able to live at home and stay with my parents. Like, some people can't do that, so I know that I have a very nice situation.
Yeah,
but I could not make sense of that. Like, what, $2,000 a month for rent? Are you joking me? I could buy so many clothes.
It would actually be more than that, plus food,
plus it just disappears. Internet. Like, I could not make sense of that.
No, it's true. It is burning money,
so I would rather, yeah, like, I just can't make sense of it. I think that's probably the biggest thing for me.
I don't think you would even like living alone. Like, I do think you like people.
Yeah, and so we're moving into a new office space, and that's kind of giving me the opportunity to decorate. We're doing like a little staff area, and I got this like really cute couch, and I'm ordering this carpet. It's like the first time that I've gotten to do like a bit of interior design, and that's kind of giving me my fix for wanting to set up my own space.
Yeah.
I also have like my own office, and that's like my space. So like, I have spaces that are mine and that are like independent. I also like just put in a closet at my house. So I have a full closet and I have my bedroom. Like, I definitely have a good setup. So why would I move out?
I also think that mom like wouldn't want you to move out. But like, if I moved out, she'd be like, okay.
Kind of like, true. Hey, I actually think that's true too. Yeah, I don't know. It'll be interesting, like, if I get FOMO from you moving out. Like, that might create FOMO for me being in the same city, but I don't know.
I also thought, though, like, if I move out, I was like, oh, Georgia would love to decorate my apartment. Like, I'm going to get you to design it all.
I would love that.
I just really like my own space, and, like, even whenever I go out, I'd rather just be downtown because that's where I'm going out, and I'm like, I want to, like, walk to a patio in Yale Town.
Mm-hmm.
Or, like, all the workout classes downtown. Like, when I was in Toronto, I lived downtown, and I would walk to all the workout classes. And, like, now I don't do as many workout classes. Like, I'll just go for runs and work out at home because, like, I'm not going to drive to a workout class. It's just, like, adds a whole other element where before I could, like, walk across the street to, like, Barry's boot camp.
Mm-hmm.
And I miss that a lot. And then I don't know. Even, like, getting home really late and being like, shh.
What does shh mean? What does,
like,
that mean?
Like, I'm like, oh my God, I'm waking everyone up.
Oh yeah, I guess I don't really, like, go out that much. That is true. That's true. Have you actually began the search? Like, have you done a Google?
Well, I looked at a few places. Like, no, you know what I just realized is I haven't even, like, addressed the fact of moving out because we've been doing so much. Like, the past year has, like, flown by. I thought I would have moved out by now, but I haven't even thought of it. Like, we've been so busy. We're also never here. So then part of me is like, do I pay rent when I'm never in town?
That's the other thing. Every time I get close to maybe moving out, I'm like, oh, wait, like, all of April we're gone.
Yeah. You almost literally bought a year ago today. You almost bought that apartment. Remember?
Oh, yeah. I almost did move out. And then I thought to myself,
it's kind of good you didn't.
Yeah. The other thing, too, is I'm just like, I am doing so much right now. I'm growing so much. I don't want to. I can't, like, place my feet somewhere because a year from now, that might just be so, like, I might want bigger. I might want bigger and bigger and bigger, yeah, and better.
I,
like,
don't
what?
Think you would like what you would have bought a year ago.
I wouldn't have. No, it wouldn't have been enough.
I think there's just...
So it's just hard when everything is so, like, I just can't believe how much has happened in the last year either. The fact that...
I can't believe I've been here for a year.
It's been a year. Like, we just... Oh, our team at the office, we were just redoing everyone's contracts, and they've all been there for... almost a year. That's wild.
I know, it's pretty crazy. And there's so much happening right now. Like,
think where we'll be in 1 year from now.
Think where we'll be in a week. Like, I am, okay, I know we already talked about this, but I'm so excited for the new office. So yeah, we haven't found a place yet. We're debating between a couple locations. They're all stunning. But we are moving.
We're debating between a couple different spots, but I have ordered stuff already, even though I don't know which spot we're gonna be committing to, but I'm just excited for it. Yeah, I love it. I think I also might just start changing my bedding, like, once a month, and changing, like, my lamps in my room. Like, every month, just change the vibes. Stuff. You will?
Yeah. Are you sick of it?
Well, I just don't know if I don't know. I might just need, like, some more pink in my life. I've never not had a pink room.
Or, like, knock every... What if I just knock the walls down?
Okay, so Sabrina, I asked her yesterday, I was like, so when are you coming home? Because we're trying to book flights because she needs to meet us in Palm Springs, etc. And she pulls the whole, like, oh, well, I don't know if I'm coming home because she has a couple more weeks in her semester, but then she's planning on staying there because she's dropping her own line really soon. So now she's just thinking she's staying in Toronto.
Oh, yeah. Someone asked about this. They were like, what's Jim Barry?
So Jim Barry is coming very, very soon. It's Blueberry's line, and it's activewear, and it's, like, adorable. Coming soon. We can't give away the details. That has to be her thing. But anyways, she was supposed to, the plan was always for her to finish school and then move back to Vancouver and join us. And now we're, like, looking for new offices. It's like we're about to hit into, like, the next step of our growth. And we're like, where the hell are you? She's like, oh, I don't know if I'm coming home. She also has a boyfriend. That's why. One thing that I've been doing lately is rollerblading. I'm really into rollerblading now. And if you know me, that is, like, pretty crazy that I learned how to do that.
Someone stole Brad's shoes.
Yeah. So we went rollerblading. Brad taught me how. And I've been practicing all year. And we always rollerblade at the same spot. And we take our shoes off and we hide them in the bush. And we put our rollerblades on. And then we rollerblade for, like, an hour and we come back. We've done it, like, 50 times. Yesterday, we get back and some person stole our shoes, stole Brad's sneakers, and stole mine. And so then we had no shoes to get home. Like, you can't rollerblade. Oh my gosh, it was so disappointing. But then I was thinking to myself, whoever took them must really need them. So
That's true, actually. It's probably like a nice gift for them.
Yeah, I guess it's my fault for leaving them out, I guess. But anyways, I'm super good at rollerblading, so that's what I will be doing all hot girl summer. Another topic of discussion, I'm going to be getting my lashes off. Sid and I decided that we're done with eyelash extensions, which is really weird because it's kind of like a definition of me. It's like an extension of me. And I'm really just trying to be like low maintenance, real, natural. Like if I look ugly without lashes, then I guess I'll just have to look ugly because that's what I look like.
I feel like I'm entering like a new era. There seems to be like a shift in my mindset lately where I want to have zero commitment to every single thing in my life, and I just want to be able to like live in a box and not need anything. Like I don't want anything.
Okay, but I was also thinking last night, because this whole eyelash thing has been really on my mind, whatever, like if you think that's crazy, this is the truth. I've been getting them for like 4 years, right? Like I think they really suit me, but I can't stand sitting there for an hour every 3 weeks and getting them done. It just drives me crazy, especially lately. Like I'm never even here, so I just can't keep up with them. But when I was sleeping last night, I was thinking about how it's important to put time into your appearance. It's important to like take care of yourself, have routines and stuff. So maybe I'm just being lazy. Like, are we being stupid? Should we keep getting them?
Well, don't tempt me.
I don't know. Should we? I'm actually being serious.
Well, I really want them. I miss them so much.
You look exactly the same right now. Do you think that you look different?
Yeah. I feel different though. That's the thing. Okay.
Sid, you look exactly the same. So that means, do I look different?
No, you look, that's how you, it's been a week.
Sid, this is the least amount I've ever had. I feel not cute at all. Like I can tell when I wake up in the morning.
Well, I feel not cute, but it's not even all gone yet. It's like a mess.
Yeah, mine's not even gone yet either. I still have some left and I already hate it.
But I also don't even care. Like, I just think like, this is me. Like, take it or leave it.
That's what I was thinking too. And so many girls that I think are beautiful, they don't have them. So
I'm tired of like everything. I don't care. This, like, I'm just going to like do me.
It's not that I don't care, because I do care.
No, I care about what I look like, but I'm going to be what I look like.
Yeah, that's like, kind of what I'm thinking too.
It's not cute. That's fine.
Like Hailey Bieber doesn't have them.
I don't know. We'll see what I do. It's also not too deep. I'm just like not in the mood right now. I really am not.
Like Hailey Bieber is really on her natural era.
I have blank
nails
right now. I haven't had blank nails in like 10 years.
Okay, well, that I think you should do. I don't like blank nails.
Okay, well.
You should definitely have your nails done. I actually think that's not good at all. Anyways.
I'm just going to like move to Bali. There's a part of me that thinks like one day I'll just run away, like move to Bali and like get married and like sign a paper. Okay, so on the Strawberry Milk Pod Instagram, I told you guys to send in some dating horror stories. Honestly, this has been really entertaining. I'm going to read a few of them out to Georgia, some standouts. I've heard almost 3 people have talked about their boyfriend peeing.
What?
I know. Oh yeah, so this girl said, went to Banff with a guy for a weekend getaway. He got drunk and peed all over the hotel room. Then when I asked him what he was doing, he screamed at me, blaming me for it. And then she drove home and he apologized.
That's a crazy story, but I've heard crazier stories.
No, Judah, okay, so I had that one. Someone else wrote in that they were dating a guy that would wet the bed. And then someone else wrote in that they
are you sure he's not like trying to pee on you?
Drinking their pee.
Okay, well, I just would like to, like, what I don't, what's more concerning? The fact that you went on a getaway with the man that you didn't know well enough that he pees everywhere. Or that the man, like, that's what guys will, I'm not surprised about the guy peeing. I'm surprised that you did not see the flags.
That is so.
Yeah, men are disgusting.
He took me to a bar and started making out with his other hoes. Great first date. The date probably didn't go well then.
That's so typical. Come on. Like, that's exactly what's going to happen. That is so typical. They're so crazy.
I love the first date stories that always end up on a night out, because you should not go out after a first date. And then it just gets messy and someone gets too drunk.
No, my go-to for a first date is to go get drinks. And then if they are feeling me, which, come on, we know they're gonna be feeling me, then they'll be like, oh, let's go get a bite to eat. And then it's kind of like the date gets extended, and then you both are kind of agreeing to it rather than being stuck on going for dinner with someone. That's my go-to thing I do.
Yeah, I think that's a good move.
But going out after, I know a lot of people that do that. I don't get it.
And I think it always ends kind of bad.
It's kind of awkward. Like go out after you've established that you guys are like seeing each other,
like,
but
the first date and then you drink too much.
Yeah.
Found out my boyfriend was selling himself to a 45-year-old woman. We were 18.
What?
He told me I didn't check all the boxes on a legit paper marriage list he made with his mom. I hate mama's boys.
I hate mama's boys.
Those are, that is probably the biggest red flag.
A mama's boy. No, that is so true. But is the problem that he is obsessed with his mom, or is it that the mom is obsessed with him?
Yeah, the ones where the mom is like obsessed with them and you're almost scared of her.
Are those actually just in the movie? Because I've never like talked to a guy who had a mom like that. I've
seen it play out, but not for myself.
I've seen it play out too, actually. I'm like, what the hell? And it's like, what the hell? Like, is she into him? Is she trying to get with her son? Touching on the part of having a list, though, of what you want in a man, like, I have such strong opinions on this. Like, I think it's important to know what you're looking for in a guy. And it's a good idea to always write your goals out and have like maybe a little general list. But I think that there's a couple things that you need to consider. Like, first of all, maybe start with making a list of what you offer, because then you're going to probably attract those similar qualities, or like work towards having a strong list for yourself. And then part two is not being so tied to a list. Like, I just think that in my 20s,
it's a feeling. Like, you, it's a feeling.
It's a feeling, but like, I think in your 20s, like, girls will depend on like a list so much. They'll be like, he checks every box on my list, but like, he cheats and hates you. You know, like, let's think about like the full picture here. And I don't like this whole idea that we've started where you're supposed to like have a list of your dream guy. I don't know. I don't know if I'm making sense, but.
No, I think sometimes, I don't know, like, if someone asked me to like AI create my dream guy, I could probably do it, but I'm also not really tied to it. I think like I just love a good personality, to be honest. I know many hot guys with no personality. Those are like the worst.
Yeah.
But like, I think the list is like a guiding, I don't know, maybe people just do lists because they're bored.
Yeah, I just don't like lists. It's like, I don't like relevant. Them.
Yeah, at the end of the day, it's gonna be who you bump into and you like feel a connection with. Also, like, if it's like really hard and you don't know if he likes you, he probably doesn't. So just give up.
Yeah, you guys, it's really not that deep. If he doesn't, if you're wondering if he likes you, guess what? He doesn't like you, okay? Because you won't be wondering, because they act crazy.
Like something, they act crazy. If guys really like something, it's like a, kind of cringy.
But we love it.
So you don't need to do anything, babe. He'll come get you.
He will. And if he does, that is true. Pee on him.
Pee on him. Have you ever been to the After Hours Club in Vancouver called like You Plus Me or something?
In Gastown?
I don't know where it is.
I've been to one. It's in Gastown, but I don't know if I've been to that one. And it was kind of like a couple years ago. Sid, I never stay out past at 11:30. I start thinking, am I going to really stay out past 11:30? Like, I'm so into my days. Like, I hate being hungover. When you get older, you get hungover. I love to just get my stuff done. I'm always working. I can't like stay up past 12.
I just love my friends so much.
I guess I don't. I'm just joking around, but I don't know. I just am not thinking. It's not something that I care about right now.
My biggest flaw, I would say, is that I don't get, well, not flaw, but like, I don't get tired. It's kind of like, sometimes I have like a tired week, but like in general, like when I'm in a social setting, I'm so energized and excited. So like, there's never a point where like, I'm tired, I'm going to head home now, because I don't get tired.
But you constantly throughout the week during the day will be like, I'm exhausted. And it's like, that's why.
Because I'm like challenging myself mentally throughout the week. And it's like not a social setting. I'm like working.
But it's also because you're not sleeping on the weekends.
Well, sometimes. No, I went out late this weekend, but I haven't been late. Lately, I've been like coming home pretty early. I'm kind of in a wholesome era. Okay, let's do some questions.
The other thing I will say too about living at home. So my mom's calling. She's like, dinner's ready and I need to go have dinner now. But Simi will just not eat dinner with us sometimes. And I just don't understand why not, and why she's like on her own schedule.
No, because even yesterday I was out with my friends all day and everyone's like, you go home for dinner, you go home for dinner. It's like, God forbid I miss one dinner. Like, I'm 24 years old. I have a life.
I can't imagine why. Like, they made beautiful steaks. We had grilled zucchinis, like salad,
yeah,
potatoes.
I came home, I had some steak, but I'm busy, I'm out.
Like, see, for
I'd
me
like to be out.
For me, if I missed a gourmet dinner like that, I just have to, I'm like, I can't miss it. I just cannot miss it. It's my top priority.
My mom, dad, and Jordan are all texting me. I'm surprised Brad didn't send me a text.
Yeah, he was there too.
Like, Brad's always here. Brad's here more than I am.
Sundays, we always have family night dinner, so it's not like it's something new either.
We have family dinner every night.
I know, and I love it.
I love it too, but it's like, let me live.
Yeah, no, I don't understand.
They're like blowing up my phone, and then for a second I was like, oh my god, I'm missing dinner. And then I paused and I was like, wait, I have dinner there every night.
Or like today we go to lunch, where me and Cindy are at Meinhardt's trying to like find food to eat, and I'm like, Cindy, make sure you don't get too much because like we have dinner tonight, because she always will get home and be like, I'm too full, I had a big lunch, I don't want to have dinner. And I'm just like, how could you not plan ahead because to not I miss lived mom's alone dinner
for 6 years? I just do what I want always. I'm not like a,
and like then she'll like make her she'll
this
like
is what I mean, where I couldn't have a boyfriend right now if he's like, we're gonna go for dinner and then I'm hungry. It's like, no, we're not, like I already ate. Like, I can't, I'm on my own schedule and I'm not changing my schedule for anyone else right now. I'll do that later in life.
Yeah,
like,
I mean,
I've been going to the beat of my own drum for 6 years.
Yeah, I don't know. I just love hanging out with my parents.
And then they're always like, late night. And I'm like, shut up. It's like, that didn't happen.
Okay, I will say.
And they're always like, oh, how was your night? It's like, I don't know. I got home at 4 a.m. How do you think it was?
Oh my god, I will say, I do not like that part. Like, when I was in like 21 to 23, I definitely was going out more, and that was one thing I didn't like, like the judgment of the morning when you're waking up.
And they're not even judging, but like, you, there are,
it's just, it's like awkward. Plus, I already don't like to talk in the morning, so talking in the morning and we're having to talk about my night, like, I'm not down.
Also, anyone that gets home at 4 a.m. like, they're not up the next day like being like, that was a great decision. So it's like, it didn't happen, babe. But when you live alone, like, it didn't happen. Like, nothing happened.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm in my Saturn return. I'm coming up to my Saturn return.
Okay, you just 27th birthday.
Am I 26 or 27?
You're 26.
Am I 20? Yeah, I'm 26.
I'm 25.
My 27th birthday, you guys, for my Saturn return, I will be having the biggest
Saturn party.
Boom. I'm having a Saturn party. I actually already know what I'm doing for my birthday. It's not until November, but like, I am so excited.
Right.
And I can't even tell Brad.
Yeah, so everyone better behave, because no. This is going to be a good party.
I can't even tell Brad what I want to do for my birthday, because like, his birthday comes first. It's in July. And I was like, George, you can't start talking about your birthday because it's in November. But like, I'm already planning my outfits.
Am I invited to Brad's birthday?
In July?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
That's what you said last year. And then I got the boot.
He doesn't really do that much for his birthday. He
Brad
likes to play low-key.
And George is in denial.
I am having the biggest Saturn return birthday. I just cannot wait.
She just learned what that was. Do you fully know what it is?
Well, I was talking to my brother's fiance and I was saying how I feel like I had this new renewal. I have this new outlook on life. I'm like, feel just really mature. Without getting into too many of the details, I just feel like a new person. And she's like, well, how old are you? I said, well, I'm turning 27 this year. And she was like, oh, it's your Saturn return. And I was like, what the hell is that? Apparently every 27 years, like, the earth is reborn or refreshed or some crap like that. And so she's like, that's what's happening to you as well. Like, you are being reborn. Everything's kind of like rejuvenated and restarts again.
To be honest though, I have felt a shift in myself lately.
Okay, guys, you need to clip 3 episodes ago when I was telling you how when you turned 26 and Sydney's like, did. No, I already do feel like that. And I was like, no, Sid, like, wait until you're 26 and your Saturn return.
Like, I feel like there's something in the universe right now though, because I feel like everyone's kind of talking about it. Like, I feel a shift in my perspectives right now. Like, I don't want to be annoying, but like, I don't really care about anything right now, but in a good way. Like, I don't care. Is that kind of your vibe?
Yeah, I thought that was my Saturn return.
I don't know, like, lately, because obviously...
Do other people feel like that, though?
I don't know. Apparently, there was something else in the earth happening. But lately, I just... Like, I was said this on TikTok. I was going on runs. Usually, I'll, like, channel some sort of emotion on my run. I'll be like, okay, I'm super sad. Okay, I'm super happy. And, like, lately, I'm on a run. I'm like, I honestly don't care. Like, I'm just chilling. In a good way.
You'll say, okay, I'm super sad. Okay, I'm super happy.
I will, like, manipulate
my
emotions.
Wait, you'll channel an emotion.
I manipulate my emotions and I play a song.
That sounds psychotic. That sounds psychotic.
I will, like, manipulate how I feel and then channel it into running. And I completely disconnect physically. It's the same thing I do when I get in an ice bath. I'm like, my body doesn't exist.
I've never done that.
It's actually quite, I'm honestly find it pretty impressive. I love that I can do that. But lately, my mind is pretty so calm that I'm running. I'm like, what the hell? And so now I'm like, oh, my ankle hurts. Like, I can feel my body running. It's really weird, but I've just chilled out.
Sid, I think you've chilled out because you live at home and have a proper routine. Like, no, I think you get
home for a year.
Yeah, and it's taken you a year to chill out. And before you left to live on your own, you were also chilled out. And then you went to live on your own. You started acting like a psychotic person.
I'm still psychotic. I'm just saying I'm really calm. Like,
no, I honestly think your calmness is like routine is really important for all people. I've and always like had we a routine. Have routine here at home. Like everyone wakes up.
I have
everyone,
a routine in Toronto too.
No, it's not the same.
No, it's not the same. I just feel like. Things I would usually care about, I don't really care about anymore.
Like what? It's your Saturn return. I don't like that you're saying...
My Saturn return is early.
No, I don't like that you're saying that other people are feeling the same way as me because you're taking away from my Saturn return. Like, I don't want you to say that everyone's feeling this way. Like, this is my own moment.
Well, I don't know. I just saw a few things, like, about... You know how people say, like, retrograde?
Mercury's in retrograde? Yeah, that was stuff. A while ago.
But then there was, like, something else was in something else. And, like, there's a full moon crap.
No, really I'm taking know. My moment.
I just
moment.
Noticed that, like, lately I don't, like, nothing has got me bothered. And, like, I don't really care what anyone else is up to. And usually I do care or, like, usually, I don't know. I hope it goes away because I actually prefer to be a little psychotic. Like, I'm not enjoying it.
Okay, let's get into questions of the week. Do we have any questions this week? Oh,
of course we do. You guys are always, you say we yap. You guys are yapping away with the questions. How do you maintain equal relationships with both sisters? We don't. Nope.
Oh, our relationships are all very different, I would say.
I was just going to say that.
Very different. But I also, I know some sisters are super competitive. I don't really even think about Cindy and Sabrina's relationship. Like, I have no idea. I don't even, it's not on my radar.
In my mind, you and Beans don't even talk.
Really?
Yeah, but like, obviously you do.
Yeah, no, actually, I know what you mean. I don't, yeah, like, you, I don't even, like, do you guys, yeah, you're right. No, do you guys even
like,
talk?
Treating equal, but, like, I go to we're Georgia for equal. Different things. I go to Sabrina for different things.
Yeah,
and
like.
Sabrina and I have a really special bond, I think.
Sabrina would be like, I hate that
No, we
bitch.
Do, because we're both the, we're, like, the youngest. And I actually think Sabrina and I are very similar.
Sabrina and I bond over how we deal with Sydney, actually. That's one of our main bonding
Dude,
things.
We bond over how we deal with you.
Wait, are you being serious? Because I'm not joking.
Is yeah, I am. She's such a two-faced.
She's such a two-faced.
I'm kidding.
What?
But then we bond about how to deal with her.
Oh, wait, we totally do bond. Yeah, we
but
do.
But that's what the whole family does. And then everyone goes to mom with how to deal with one another. And
wait, you're so right. It'll be like, oh, Sabrina's acting like she's so out to lunch.
Yeah, and we'll be like, oh, Georgia's being crazy again.
Oh, Sydney's acting so dramatic again. Yeah, no, you're so right. That's actually, yeah, you're so right. That's funny. Sabrina's super independent and she doesn't really like to hang out with me and Sydney. And we always want to hang out with her. But we only sometimes have the opportunity yeah. when she lets
Even
us.
Even Brad will like text her. Like he's always trying to bond with her.
And she won't respond.
She's like, Sabrina responded today. It's like, okay, good luck with that.
And we don't really know why. Like she doesn't really give reasons. She's just kind of like, oh, I'm busy. I don't know. She used to have us all on Do Not Disturb. And then ever since like we started all working together, like she made a pact that she wouldn't put us on Do Not Disturb. But I swear.
Oh, yeah.
I swear it's still on Do Not Disturb sometimes.
She won't respond to us.
Yeah, but she's
when
mystery.
She does, she's so nice. Like all of a sudden she'll be like, oh Cindy, your Instagram is so beautiful. I'm like, where have you been?
Yeah, she'll be like, oh, I really love your post that you made today.
Yeah, she's always like relax.
Or like we're going to Greece and you guys all saw my TikTok I made maybe, but we're going to Greece and it's like, Sabrina, are you excited? Like let's book some flights for you. And she's like, oh, I don't know if I'm coming. We're like, sorry, you don't know if you're coming
That's
to Greece
like
with
when
us.
We're in Greece, Sabrina, and I will share a room. She's like, I feel like, I feel like honored to be with her. I'm like, hey, Beans. And she's like, she's the nicest to me because everyone else will be like, shut the bleep up, like shut up. And Sabrina will be like, oh, Sydney, like stop it. And I'm like, good morning. She's like, leave me alone. And we're like, she can't escape me because we're sharing a room. And I know that she hates it, but she'll never admit it.
A week into the Greece trip last year, we were there. It was like day 4 and Sabrina just didn't get up. Like she didn't wake up. We didn't see her. And then it's like 3 p.m. We're like, wait, where's Sabrina? Little did we realize she was in her room all morning because she's like, I just needed a break from everyone. Like, this girl did not leave the room. Like, that's how much she needed her own space.
And I was like, do you want me to hang out with you? She's like, no.
She's like, get out. Yeah, she's crazy.
Oh, fave bottled water brand.
Okay, so I actually learned something this week. Brad told me. Of course, Brad told me.
Having salt in it?
No, waters have pH levels. And 6 is like an average pH level. And things can be as high as like, I think anything higher than 11 isn't good. Whereas like, will kind of make your stomach get nauseous. But do you ever chug like an Aquafina or... Okay, I'm kind of forgetting the water brands now. But what are the really nice water brands?
I really like Evian.
Apparently, the higher the pH, the nicer the water is to a certain level. And then it's like too much. But sometimes I chug water and it'll be certain brands. And then I get kind of like nauseous. And I've learned that it's because the pH is really high.
Oh, I think you're really sensitive, though.
Like you're okay, really, I don't want anyone fact checking me, by the way.
Yeah, someone's going to be like, fake news. You're very delicate.
I need to work on that.
I really like Evian.
I like Whistler water.
That's what I always go for. Thoughts on tattoos? Would you guys ever get one? I would never get one.
I would never get
one. What do you think of tattoos on guys?
I was always really against them, but Brad has them, and I like them. Like,
I think tattoos are really hot, but
I don't like sleeves, like an arm sleeve. I actually it freaks me out. I think that they're gonna like hit me.
Okay, well that's like.
Do you like an arm sleeve?
At this stage in my life, but I don't want my husband to have any tattoos.
Yeah, that's the thing.
I think tattoos are really hot.
I think they definitely suit certain people. Like some of my girlfriend's tattoos are really cute, but I just don't like them on me. Also, I don't know what the hell I would tattoo though,
because like I see tattoos sometimes, and I'm like it like literally elevates a human. I'm like, wow, that guy's literally hotter because of his tattoos.
True.
But then the other day, I saw a guy with tattoos, and I didn't like what it was. Like I didn't like what was going on.
The lion face.
No, what?
You know when guys get like a lion face on them? It's like, what are you doing?
I saw one though, and it was like really, really colorful. But then sometimes it's also like so many tattoos, like. Are you really like deep in thought? Like, what's going on?
No, it's like when guys try to dress themselves and they just don't know what they're doing. Like it's not all men are like this, but you know, some guys, they have no idea what to wear. They're wearing like some, just a weird outfit. It's like, what are you doing? They have no idea. It's those guys and those tattoos that they get that are like the exact same vibe. It's like they're wearing khakis and sandals and their tattoo matches. They have no clue. They just got some random thing tatted on their body.
Tattoos look really good.
Some do, but those are always guys who are well dressed and know what to get.
I have a leg tattoo.
I don't mind like a little, you know, what are they called when it's like a singular like little line tattoo? It's like not shaded in and it's not like a bunch of things around it. Like those individual little ones. Mm-hmm. I like those. I don't mind those. But I don't like
if I ever got tattoos, I would do like spaced out, like I'd do like one arm and I'd get like a bunch of like symbols. Like I feel like that's but I would never get a tattoo because I would hate it a week later.
Oh my God, you could never get one.
Oh, they want us to make a discount code. Drop a discount code for the loyal listeners that's only active for a day. Let's do it. Let's do something random.
Okay, the discount code is only going to be active for 24 hours, and it's going to be loyal listener. No spaces, no capitals. Go try it out on the site now.
Loyal listener.
Loyal listener.
What are coconut's favorite perfumes? Yeah, F you, strawberry. I have a lot I like, but I don't know any of their names. I'm so sorry. I think I like more of like a vanilla-y smell. So that's more my vibe, but I don't know what any of the names are. I'm so sorry. Is Sabrina mad about her room?
No, she doesn't care. She doesn't even want to come home.
Someone said, any hobbies other than strawberry milk mob?
Rollerblading, playing the piano. I'm going to start playing tennis again.
I like running. I like reading.
Most of my hobbies are incorporated to strawberry milk mob because I like photography. I like graphic design. I like marketing. I like sales. I like website creation.
Wait, I want to do tennis with
you. I love content creation. I love modeling. Those are all my hobbies. They're my job.
What are your favorite and least favorite traits about one another? Why don't we do favorites? Start a fight.
I just had a bunch of least favorite ones pop into my head. I'm joking.
What's your favorite thing about me?
Why don't you go first? I know you had to cut it down to one thing, but...
I would say my favorite thing about Georgia... is she's a really strong mind. Like she's very
people say that to me a lot. Strong mind.
She's very like, she's like she like charges through life like a bull, but then she's also like so sweet and sensitive. But like, but yeah, she's very like,
oh, that was fierce. So sweet of you. That is so interesting that you said that. I wasn't expecting that answer.
Yeah, you're such a hard ass.
Wow, I don't really think of myself like that. Okay, my favorite thing about
I've never
Sid,
seen you been like, I have a problem, like you just like get rid of it quickly. It's like solved. Well, yeah, what's your favorite thing about me? Why you're not even, it looks like you can't think of a single thing.
No, I'm thinking of a lot, but I'm trying to think of like a really good main one, because yours was
really
good.
I have no idea what you would say actually right now. I have no idea. All
no, I think Sydney, I love how like social and lovable Sydney is, because everyone that she hangs out around, she always like lifts up their spirits and like everyone loves to be around her. She has like a very like magnetic energy about her.
Oh, that's so nice.
This is the nicest we've ever been.
Wait, I didn't know you thought good things.
Yeah.
George, that's so nice.
Yeah, like sometimes
we should do this once a day.
We should maybe do this at the office.
I feel really uplifted right now.
I feel
like
uplifted
flying.
Too.
Wait, is my ass off the chair? Because I feel like I'm levitating.
No, but sometimes when we're doing stuff like social stuff, like going to a hockey game, concert, like hanging out with friends, going out on the weekend, I love when Sydney's going, because I can just let her. Like, I'm not the most social person in the whole world, but like she can do the socializing for me almost. Like
I'm
I can just like live off of her. So I like that. Okay,
and then
guys.
Georgia will pay so I can go.
I love paying. Okay, guys. I had so much fun recording today. My mom's calling me for dinner, so I really need to go. Sydney will probably continue talking to you guys for a little bit.
I'm not
just
gonna
joking.
Do that.
I'm joking.
But you know what? I was thinking about, like, how would you guys feel if I did a coconut episode?
Yeah, how would you guys? I think she should do
it. I don't even know what I would talk about, though.
Oh, she knows what she would talk about. She knows.
But I'm like, everyone's like, do two a week. And I know Georgia would never do two a week. But, like, I could do a little separate blab session. But it would probably be nothing useful. I'd probably just yap. But thank you so much for tuning in. I'm so excited to watch this podcast grow. We're going to get video. There's so much to come.
And remember to use our discount code Loyal Listener. That's LOYALLISTNER with no spaces, no capital.
It's going to be live for 24 hours.
24 hours, yeah.
But don't put it live yet, I guess, once I post the podcast. You can do it now.
It's live right now, and it's going to end on Thursday morning.
Okay, so it'll end Thursday morning. Make sure to let us know if you like the podcast. Like, it really encourages us to keep going.
Yeah, we read all of the DMs, you guys. All of them. We look at all the comments. So follow our socials on Instagram, TikTok, everything.
Leave us reviews and subscribe to the podcast. Let us know what you want to hear. And everything is restocking. Our mom's going to come on the podcast. Sabrina's going to come on the podcast. We have lots to come. So thank you so much.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Love you.
Love you.